Oh, come on now. I know you don't recognize me, but Reverend Becky's been really sick all week long, and I'm her friend, and she asked me if I would help out today, and so I wanted to share something with you. So come along and have a seat. I want to show you something. You love that book? I know you know there's a holiday coming. I wonder if you know which holiday it is. Which holiday is it?
Christmas!
You should see the faces of them seeing. I know it's my favorite holiday too. And who is it that we're waiting to come at Christmas?
Jesus,
that's the right answer. I'm so glad you. That's the most important thing about Christmas, isn't it? Is the coming of Jesus into our lives. But someone else is coming, and I know is also important to you. Who's that?
Santa.
That's right. This is one of my favorite books about Santa, the night before Christmas. And I want to show you my favorite picture. And this book is in our libraries if you ever want to get it. You have a nightmare of Christmas, too? Let me show you my favorite picture in the book. This picture is a picture of the way I always thought Christmas ought to be. And it's a big fold-out Christmas picture, and it looks like this. Oh, when I was a little girl, I always wanted Christmas to be like that yellow snow. When I was a little girl, I prayed and prayed, "Dear God, please send snow so it would be a white Christmas, just like the song. Please send snow." And of course, on Christmas morning, when I woke up, I ran to the window to see if there was snow, and there was no snow. And the window was open because we didn't have air conditioning, and it was hot, like it so often is in South Louisiana and New Orleans. And I was so disappointed. So I put on my shorts and my flip-flops, and I went into the living room to see what Santa had brought. But he didn't bring snow. That's for sure. Well, I went in the living room, and you'll never believe what was under the tree for me with my name on it. It was a bicycle. An awesome bicycle. And man, I got on that bike and I rode down the street in my shorts and flip-flops and rode all day Christmas Day and the week ahead because there was no school. And it was awesome. And I realized that if my prayer had been answered, if we had snow, I wouldn't be able to ride that bicycle. To sit in the living room on the couch and look at the bicycle, but I couldn't ride that bicycle. And I thought, "Dear God, thank you for not answering my prayer." And I realized that sometimes God has a better idea than we do. And that's one thing I hope you'll always remember, because sometimes our prayers don't get answered, and sometimes things don't go the way we want them to go. In times like that, we just have to trust. We have to trust that God is working in ways we don't fully understand, that in the end, all shall be well. Let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for the gift of Christmas. Thank you so much for this happy holiday. It may not go always the way that we want it to go, but we know that you are near, and we trust your hand at work in all things. Amen.